pleased to get back out there after a little break.
Yeah, it was happy, and just had a little niggle at my groin and going to be like after the next few games, just in and out of league after these. Me and both was happy to play. Well, 101 minutes it was, at the 11 minutes odd time, wasn't it? So
yeah.
I was happy to complete that, even though I got a bit of cramp, but happy to be back out there and a winning team.
But it's nothing, I mean, listen, I know the answers, but it's not a big challenge, is it? It's just to manage the
situation. It's just general stiffness. I never played a lot of football in the last 2 years, so it's just looking after me and being precaution. So just happy to get out there and play a full game and get it in. Points away from home.
The one thing I think is fair to say as well is looking at some of the tackles that are going in. You've not been managing yourself through games, have you?
No, you've got to put everything into the game, every tackle, so you're always going to come away with knocks and bruises, but unfortunately it hasn't been that, it's been niggles in the groin, but not on serious, so just managing it and getting it right.
I mean, that's not a side of your game that's going to diminish, is it? Quite
no,
clearly.
No, I'll always be there sometimes. Too over the top and lunging there. Should be a bit cautious and maybe just pull away, but it's got to be done if you want to win games.
Joking aside, that's part of what makes you the player that you are as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Like in the field, you've got to have a few games and get the goals that you need to have, tackle them and defend them to pass of the game, so you've got to do that part as well.
Good to come back into a winning team as well.
Yeah, well, I've been
expecting. I dare to say they've not managed, you know, they've managed okay without you. But,
yeah, no, they've done well. Two great results on the road, one on the road, one at home. But I was surprised to be back in the team after two results away and the two. I knew that I was back in the team and I'd have to perform to justify getting a place in the starting 11, so I was happy with that.
Yeah, and I mean, I know we've spoken about this before, not necessarily with you, but with other people. You know, they always felt that the side was going to be a little bit of a slow burn at the start of the season. But signs now that
we're knit together, the performances are getting better as we spoke over the last few weeks. But I think the goals now, the performances there, we're passing teams off the park, we're starting games well now. It's just the goals, that final bits of touching that needs to turn to the team with the goals, and surely that will come in the next few games.
You look at where the chances are falling, I mean, it's across the board, isn't it? It's not you can't sort of indulge in a finger pointing exercise. Everybody's getting chances.
Scugle opens his account for the season on Saturday, so I think Gaffer's always saying, and Gaffer's today, don't rely on the forwards to score goals, we need other people to chip in, which Bob Harris did away from Bradford as well, so it's not just about the forwards, we've got to take pressure off them and other people score.
I guess that's one area of the game that you'll want to improve, won't it? Your individual game as well.
Yeah, I think it'll come with more games and game time. I'm getting in the box, but it's not quite falling to me except for the one against Gillingham. It was at Leighton Orient at home, so but I'm sure they'll come in the next few weeks.
Forgotten about that one. So thanks for reminding me. Just in terms of the Capital One Cup, where does that feature on your agenda?
Yeah, well, it's up there. It's fourth round, so if you beat MK Dons, you're more or less guaranteed a premiership.
Yeah.
A big tie, hopefully, in the next round, which, I mean, it's lucky with the draws we've had, but hopefully if we beat MK Dons, we'll have a big home fair, but I'm all in.